The Wrangell Assembly passed a zoning ordinance last week that made way for marijuana businesses in Wrangell. Now Wrangell's only proposed pot business, Happy Cannabis, is initiating its applications with the state, beginning the final push for construction to be complete. KSTK's Aaron Bolton visited Wrangell's potential pot shop, has this report.
About 2 years after Alaska voted to legalize marijuana, Happy Cannabis owner Kelsey Martinson is in the final push towards opening day. He hopes to open the retail portion of his business in about 4 months and start growing and manufacturing marijuana into oils within the year.
We just have to go sign some paperwork, but today we're going to initiate all three licenses with the state.
Martinson is applying for three separate licenses, each for a retail shop, cultivation, and extraction into oils. The cost of applying with the state for all three is $14,000. Once the process has begun, the state has 90 days to approve or deny an application, and Martinson has that time to make sure everything's in place.
All the construction, everything placed in, like we said, everything that we submit has to be correct here. So that's why we've kind of spent the last week making sure we get the permit exactly right.
His 520-square-foot retail space has freshly hung sheetrock and bare floors, but Martinson says he's not worried about being done in time. When finished, there'll be three counters forming a large horseshoe with a door blocking access behind the counter. Another door behind the counter leads to the 2,000-square-foot grow area.
We got two separate grow spaces, or two separate locations here. So here we'll have seven bays. So each one of these doorways is a separate room. And then back there we'll have eight separate bays, so 15 total. Each bay is planning right now is to have three cannabis plants in them. And that's what we're submitting to the state right now.
Martinson says he's working with a Fairbanks grower to ship in products until he can harvest his first crop. There's still some uncertainty if that'll happen. The three closest testing facilities in Anchorage and Juneau are still not off the ground. But he says the two Anchorage facilities should be operating in time. Martinson plans to harvest 6 pounds each week, rotating various strains. Each batch is required to be mailed to a testing facility and tracked through the state's metric system.
You have to first input it in the metric system, send it off, let them test it, then they'll input that test into the metric system saying you're allowed to sell that cannabis. So.
Martinson told KSDK in an earlier interview he estimated his investment to be around $50,000. He says after a lot of uncertainty and bureaucracy, he's excited to see if his business will come to fruition. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.